So we are going to discuss something which we are known for. Something we are known for, not something different. And something we are going to do for eternity. Eternity means that after here, we are going to continue it. In other words, we are practicing our eternal occupation. So after perfection, after graduation and chanting, we will go back to Godhead and perform it there. So we are in the school. So we are learning. We are chanting Hare Krishna every day. So we are called Hare Krishna people. Even though the name of this society is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. But everybody knows of us. Us? Hare Krishna. Why? Why do they call us? Because we chant Hare Krishna. So now I want to ask you just one question. Listen to me. Who is this Hare Krishna you chant every day? Who is this person you call every day? Who is Harinam Prabhu you call every day? You get my question? Yes?
The Supreme Lord.
Supreme Lord. I'm asking you something which you do every day. Huh? Who is this person? Who is this personality? Holy name, the Hare Krishna, which you chant every day. I want to know who is this person from all of you. I got one answer, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yes?
Krishna.
Krishna. Krishna.
Radharani.
Radharani. Radhan Krishna.
Chaitanya.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is Harinam in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
The Supreme Controller. The Supreme Controller.
The Supreme God. Godhead.
Harinam.
Who is him? I want you to, his quality, I want to know who is this person. I know he's Harinam Prabhu, but who is this person? The son of Mother Yashoda. Krishna, 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 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Radha Krishna, Krishna, Radha Krishna, Krishna.
Our Savior.
Very good. This one pleases me more. Our Savior, that's what he said. I like that one better. Are you up? Which Harinam Prabhu?
The name of God.
The name of God.
God himself.
You see, I'm asking you about something that you are doing every day. And you are going to do this for eternity. So if we don't know this person, you think you are doing the right thing? Huh?
No.
If you don't know something, can you do it perfectly?
No.
If you don't know how to cook, can you cook nicely? You don't know how to drive. Can you drive in the street? Right? So if you don't know who is Harinam Prabhu, we call every day. So you think they are doing it properly? Huh? You think? Who is Harinam Prabhu?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Radha Krishna. Thank you. Thank you. For For my little understanding, this personality, Harinama Prabhu, we are calling every day, and we are going to make of our life, is not just Supreme Personality of Godhead, Radha Krishna. I don't think it's just this person. Every person has qualities that make him what he is or what she is. Is it not? So qualities make something, make an object. So when you say microphone, what are the qualities of microphone? It will amplify your voice. Is it not? It will amplify your voice. So when you say Hare Krishna, there's some qualities. There's some qualities this personality has that we are giving our life to him. What is that quality?
The supreme deliverer from this material world.
Ahalam Prabhu is the deliverer of the living entities, the deliverer. He delivers all living entities. Ahalam Prabhu is the destroyer of our sinful life, the destroyer. Ahalam Prabhu is our best friend. The sweetest anything, the sweetest thing you can ever think of is Harinam Prabhu. He destroys our sins. How does he do that? Not just cutting it. If you cut a tree, there is a chance that it will grow again. Harinam Prabhu uproot a tree of sin so that there is no chance for germinating again. See, uproot completely. So Harinam Prabhu is different from the process of atonement. It's not the process of atonement. You do something, you can do some jagya to counteract the effect. That is not a holy name. So to equate the holy name with the policies of atonement described in the scriptures is an offense. That's why it's an offense. Atonement is like cutting a tree, but the holy name will uproot completely from the ground the seed of sin. Therefore, we give our life to him. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? And this name, this Harinam Prabhu, came from Goloka. From Goloka, the name came, descended to the soul, not to the body. The name descended to the soul. From the soul, the name expanded to the body and all the senses. That is the person we are dealing with. Is a fire extinguisher. Extinguishes the material existence. Destroy completely our sin. Is a merciful personality because if you do jagya, if you make a mistake, there's a heavy consequences. The holy name, so merciful, so kind, that even if you make a mistake, the name will deliver you. Still deliver you. If we continue to chant, you get delivered. Nothing else can do that than the holy name. So nothing is equal to the holy name. Not even Krishna. Krishna and Krishna's name, they are the same, they are equal, but the name is more than Krishna. Do you believe that? Do you agree? Do you agree?
Yes.
That the name is more powerful than Krishna himself? You agree? What do you think?
Yes.
The name is more powerful than Krishna. What Krishna cannot do, the name will do it perfectly. So if one offend Krishna, we shouldn't do that. If you offend Krishna and take shelter of the holy name, you have perfect chance of deliverance. But if you offend the name and take shelter of Krishna, there is no chance of deliverance. So the name is more merciful than Krishna. That is why anybody can chant the holy name. Anybody can chant the holy name. Does everybody go to the altar? Everybody enter our altars?
No.
Every devotee go to the altar?
No.
Does everybody here chant Hare Krishna?
Yes.
Which one is there? Chanting the holy name. So the name is more powerful than Krishna himself. So this name is chanted according to our different levels. The experience of projector. If you open the book we have, look at this page. It's a realization of Rupa Goswami's chanting. Rupa Goswami's chanting. This is realization. According to individual people, individual person, the name has different effects. When Srila Prabhupada chanted the holy name, what happens? Srila Prabhupada, when he chanted this Hare Krishna mantra, what happened? The whole world is chanting. From Prabhupada's chanting of the holy name, the whole world is affected. Is it true or not? The whole world is chanting from the potency of Prabhupada's chanting the holy name. That is the quality of Prabhupada's chanting. When Narada Muni chanted the holy name, Narada Muni, when he chanted the holy name, what happened? Lord Shiva's blue neck disappeared, became white. The potency of Lord Shiva's chanting, the holy name, this Hare Krishna mantra was chanting, Lord Shiva's chanting. Narada Muni chanted. When Narada Muni chanted the holy name, Lord Shiva's blue neck disappeared, the neck became white. And his wife suspected Lord Shiva to be another man. She ran away from the japa of Narada Muni. When Narada Muni chanted the holy name, Lord Balaram's blue dress became also white. Lord Balaram, look at his dress. It's white. What is the cause of that? Narada Muni's japa. And when Narada Muni continued to chant the holy name, Jamuna became milky. The gopis entered the Jamuna and started churning the ocean, considering it to be milk. That is Narada Muni's japa. Our chanting has created what? Our own chanting, what has it created? Lord Shiva's neck has become blue.
White.
Huh? Oh, our own heart has become white.
Becoming more dark.
So, according to our nature, that japa has different effect, different quality. The same name. Not different, the same name, but different effect. What is responsible for that? We have heard of Prabhupada's chanting, we heard of Narada Muni's chanting, right? What is the difference? The quality. What is making the quality to be different?
The feeling inside the japa.
The how we understand this name, who this person is, how we understand this person and identify with this person. One Babaji. Went to River Jamuna with his disciples. And they saw a dead body. The Babaji told the disciple, let's go and see that dead body. It's a dead body. Pretty close to the dead body. They saw dogs have eaten the flesh. But the bones were there. When the Goswami looked at the bone, he saw the holy name written on the bones. The Hare Krishna mantra was written on the bones of this dead body. Hare Krishna. The Goswami, the Babaji, look at the disciples. And he said, all of you who offer obeisance and take darshan of this personality. Because this person has chanted the holy name so much so that the name has become printed on the bone of this person. That was the quality of his japa while he was alive. So this name we're chanting is not ordinary. Name is not ordinary. So we are looking at different personalities, different experience in chanting the same holy name which we have. And Rupa Goswami said, I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When that name enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. To do what? To hear it. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind. And therefore, all the senses become. It means what? What does it mean? Rupa Goswami Japa has put all his senses to rest. Our senses are not sleeping. Therefore, we complain that while we are chanting the name, the mind chant with us. While we're chanting, the mind also chanting with us. Eh?
No.
The mind goes out. Why? Why is that?
Distracted, restless.
Distraction. Distraction means what? What's the meaning of distraction?
You're thinking many things.
Hmm?
You're thinking many things.
Yes. Distraction means something else. There's something else that is attracting you more than what you are doing. We are chanting the holy name, but there is something else that is more important than the name we are chanting. That is distraction. And what is that thing? It's something which our mind has been attached to. The mind is not attached to the holy name. Therefore, there is distraction. Rupa Goswami is teaching us that the mind should be engaged in chanting. How do we do that? How do we engage the mind in chanting? While we are doing japa, we should forget the mind. We should forget the mind. Don't give attention to the mind. That means you don't listen. Srila Prabhupada said chanting is only two things we need. We need only two things. The tongue and the ear. Only two things we need. Don't bring the mind inside. If you don't want to bring the mind inside, forget the mind. And to forget the mind, don't tell your mind that you want to chant 16 rounds. If you tell the mind you want to chant the 16 rounds, then the mind will say it's too long. I have many things to do. What about this? 2 hours, it's too long. The mind will jump. If you tell the mind, I have only one name. Only one name. It's okay. This is okay. I can handle this. The mind will remain. So while chanting, we should try to hear what we are chanting. Listen. What we chant is not what will purify us. What we hear from the chanting is what will purify us. Do you get it? That is why there is inattentive chanting. So, what we hear from what we are chanting will go back inside and do the cleaning. So, we'll chant and hear. And to chant and hear, so forget the mind. Don't listen to the mind. If you want to chant and hear properly, please don't have television in your house. Remove the television and put it in the street. Have television in the house, your japa will not be good. Why? Why is that?
Distraction.
The mind is very, 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 very tricky. You see something, the mind will tell you didn't see. After 2 days, the mind will tell you that you have seen it. It will drop some residues in the mind. If you hear something, the mind will tell you, I didn't hear, it's just small. It's just small, nothing. But that small, it will contaminate you for a very long time. Therefore, we require training to understand how to do the eternal duty we have to do. Chanting the holy name is eternal activity. You know something we are going to do part-time. You know the part-time duty. It is eternal. So it requires doing it properly. Our charas are teaching us the process. This is the experience. We have discussed the experience of Srila Prabhupada japa. We have discussed the Radhamoli japa. This is Srila Prabhupada Goswami japa. Next one is Sanatana Goswami japa. All glories to the all blissful holy name of Sri Krishna, which causes the devotee to give up all conventional conventional religious duties, meditation and worship. When somehow or the other, even once, by a living entity, a holy name awards him, the holy name of Krishna is the, is what? Highest nectar. It is my very life and my only treasure. This is the experience of the Sanatana Goswami's chanting. The first point here is what? What's the first point in Sanatana Goswami's japa? First point to understand.
The holy name is all blissful.
That's the last one. Start from the beginning. That's the last one. What's the first thing here? First thing, Sanatana Goswami. What's the first lesson here?
Giving up.
Giving up.
Yes. Yes. Giving up all conventional religious duties, meditation and worship. This is the first thing. The first thing Sanatana Goswami is teaching here. Chanting the holy name transcends ordinary so-called religion. No attraction. Everything becomes meaningless. Many devotees does not know the difference between Srila Prabhupada's teaching and other so-called gurus' teaching. Many devotees doesn't know the difference. Many devotees think that hearing Srila Prabhupada is the same as hearing some other gurus. But Sanatana Goswami is saying here that a chant of the holy name will see the difference between the Prabhupada and others. They're not the same. So one will have no attraction for religious duties, meditation, and worship. What's the second thing? The name is so powerful that even once uttered, it gives what? Liberation. It gives liberation. One is liberated. For this liberation, Sanatana Goswami is talking about Namabhas. This is Namabhas. This is not pure name, this is Namabhas. Then, the ornament, the holy name. What's the ornament? The holy name of Krishna is highest nectar. It is my very life and my only treasure. We have to chant the holy name to this level. So chant the holy name to this level where we can have this experience. In other words, we should know that the holy name is a living entity, is a person, and is attainable. So our challenge at teaching was the process. It's attainable. And we can get there if we follow in the process. We'll get there. The holy name gives life. The holy name of Lord Krishna is not an ordinary material sound. It is divine and transcendental. Transcendental means what? Beyond material consideration, beyond material calculation. It is beyond that. Not affected by material nature. It is outside material jurisdiction. This is transcendental. Therefore, the name cannot be contaminated by anything. Rather, the name will contaminate us. The holy name of Krishna is not different from Krishna. We have discussed that. The name has extraordinary spiritual potency because Krishna has invested all his potencies in his name. The holy name is coming from the spiritual world. It is not from here. We already mentioned the name came from the Goloka. It descended to where? To the soul. It is not a mechanical process. One must chant with reverence and devotion. The holy name is not a mechanical process. It is an inner activity of the soul, not mechanical. So for us to chant the name, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakura taught us the process. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Tunap is Nuchena. Tunap is Nuchena. Had we sure this process of Tunap is Nuchena? Every devotee knows that Tanap is Nuchena, Tarap is Nuchena. Everybody knows that we recite it every morning. 1 second. Who remember is the whole day? Who remember that the whole day?
Nobody.
In the morning it is recited. Right? How many minutes does it take? 5 minutes. And then the remaining 23 hours, 55 minutes. Who remember? How do we practically demonstrate it to Napis Nuchena to come to this level of realizing that the holy name is not a mechanical thing, it has to be done with reverence and devotion? How do we do that? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura taught us the process in his one of his songs. This is from Bodhi Vaishnava Thakur. How many of us know the song? How many of us know the song? Bodhi Vaishnava Thakur. Oh, very good, thank you. Now, I want to show you something which you are not seeing. In the song you sing, you are singing the song, but you don't understand the meaning. You don't follow it. We should not just become ritualistic devotees. We should become realistic devotees. That is Krishna consciousness. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura is teaching us how to practice this, how to put this into practicality and to become our life, and the meaning of Trinabhi Sunichana will become manifest. And it will produce the desired result of our chanting. He said, Oh, repeat after me. Oh, Vaishnava Thakura. Alone, I have no strength to chant the holy name of Lord Krishna.
I beg you,
therefore,
please be merciful.
And with a particle of faith,
give me the treasure of the holy name
of Krishna.
Did you see that
in your song?
Did you see that in your song?
This is
the practical way to attain to this mantra, to now peace with Chitana.
That we should, before chanting, come before
your spiritual master and offer this prayer. Oh, Vaishnava Thakura,
please. I know that on my own, I have no strength to chant the holy name. See, practical demonstration. Do we pray like this? Is that how we pray before we start our japa? Eh? We still wear our ego before the name. Do you think you're going to chant the holy name with ego? We have to remove the tag ego. We have to remove it. If you want to chant the holy name, we should do what? Remove the ego. How do we do that? We should beg. Don't do it mechanically, to say, not the mechanical process. Don't do it mechanically. Don't do it artificially. From the heart, offer this prayer to the spiritual master. Oh, Vaishnava Thakura, please. On my own, I have no strength to change the holy name. On my own, I don't have the strength. Do we believe this, or you have the strength? Eh? You have the strength? Then we should beg. We should beg. We should beg, please. Oh, Vaishnava Thakura. We can make it plural if you like. Oh, Vaishnava Thakuras. If you want to maximize your benefit. Oh, Vaishnava Thakuras. Alone, I have no strength to change the holy name of Krishna. I beg you, please be merciful. Show me your mercy. Give me the strength to change the holy name of Krishna. Do you think they will hear our prayers or not? Would they hear?
Yes.
So please, let us offer this prayer to our chariots, begging them to give us the strength to chant. Srila Bhakti Thakura himself, he's teaching the process. Do you think he needs this prayer? This prayer is for Bhakti Thakura? Eh? Before this one, there's another one, Jeev Jago song. The end of it, the end, Srila Bhakti Thakura said, Bhakti Thakura begged for the holy name, and he received. Read it. Please go and read it. This is a song you know and you chant every day. Bhakti Thakura said, don't take me Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That is mechanical. He says here, it is not a mechanical process. This is the meaning. It's not a mechanical process. It means you have to do it devotionally. The chanting should be done from the heart. That is why the mind is not chanting with us, because we are not chanting from the heart. We are chanting from outside in. It will not work. We should chant from inside out. Beg for the name. To beg. A beggar should be humble. If you don't beg, you will not get it. So we should remove our ego, the ego tag, remove it and hang it outside. Then come before the spiritual master and beg or Vaishnava Thakura. Alone, I have no strength to chant the holy name of Hari. I beg you, therefore, please be merciful, and with a particle of faith, give me the treasure for the holy name of Lord Krishna. After begging, then we can take the bead and don't tell the name 16 rounds. Just tell the mind,
one name and just continue with the one name. With that humble mood, considering that the Holy Name is our treasure, the Holy Name is our life, and the chanting is that I want the name and my consciousness to have some relationship. This is japa. It's not the mechanical thing, it's what it means. I want the, my consciousness and the Holy Name to do what? To have some relationship. To be friends. This is japa. With this mood, we will be able to chant the Holy Name. With attention, with full respect. This is the process to attain the goal of chanting the Holy Name. So it is said here, chant helplessly, crying. A child like a helpless child crying for the mother, crying for the opportunity to serve the divine couple. This is not a mechanical thing. This cry here, don't think it is the cry women easily do. This is not. This is not a cry. This one is not from the eyes. This one is from the heart. When you cry from the heart. But let me tell you, who will cry like that? A person who is still comfortable in this world will not cry. Anyone who is feeling very comfortable. My body is so young, I'm such a young boy, girl. I have a nice body, have nice life. Yes, no problem. Long life. I'm not bald yet. You will not cry. You will not cry. Only a person who is feeling the pain of material existence will cry. Krishna, please help me. And Krishna will hear that. Oh, this person is tired. When Draupadi cried to Krishna, and Krishna said, I have not been able to pay that. That cry from Draupadi, I have no money to pay. I'm still looking for the way to pay that debt I owe to Draupadi. It's not a joke. That kind of cry we are talking about. Chant with the mood of humility to not be spiritual. So this is the process. A name is not a mechanical thing, it has a process. Just like it's a process for everything. There are many devotees who cannot complete one round without discussing. In the middle of japa. Many devotees cannot, they have difficulty to complete one round before or without discussing in between. How do you call that? Inattentive. That's inattentiveness. So when a person enter in the kitchen, what are you trying to do in the kitchen?
Cook.
Please, I want to hear. When you enter the kitchen, what do you want to do in the kitchen?
Cook.
When you enter inside the altar, what are you trying to do in the altar? When you enter the altar, what are you trying to do there? So when you take chanting bead and sit down, what are you trying to do? Please, I want to hear from you. What did you say? Chant. Then what do you discuss? It's part of chanting? What do you discuss in the middle of chapter? Is that chapter? Or what? What is that?
It's an offense.
Why is it an offense? Why is it an offense? Inattentive. And there's also distraction. So please, let us stop doing this. We should stop it. We should stop it. If it is time for chant, we should do what? Chant. Time for discussion, we should. Some devotees are very very experienced. In the class, they're doing japa. Is that japa? Is that japa? What is that? Inattentive. You're not going to hear the class. You're not also hear the name. Of course, we have 2 ears, but I don't think you can hear 2 things. You can only hear 1 thing. So, if it is time for a job, you should do a job. If it is time for kitchen, kitchen. If it is deity, deity. If it is class, class. Don't mix it. If you mix it, it's difficult. It is something else. So, we should not cheat ourselves. Sometimes, the heavy kirtan, Harinam in the street, heavy kirtan, and what is in the middle of the Hare Krishna, with the bead. You're not chanting, you're chanting between japa. Do Harinam, you see, Ratayatra, you see. On the Ratayatra, they watch, you see. Many devotees. It is wrong. Raising my hands, I declare, everyone please hear me. Who is speaking? Krishna Das, Kavadas Krishna. String these verses on the thread of the holy name and wear it on their neck for continuous remembrance. You should do what? He said we should? Put it where? Here, so that we remember. So put it here. One must strictly follow the principles given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this verse. He won't simply do so. Certainly, he will achieve the ultimate goal of life, which is the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. The process of chanting the holy name is guaranteed. What is the destination of a devotee? What is the destination of a devotee? What is the destination? Where is the destination of a devotee? Huh? What is the destination of a devotee? Destination of a devotee? Where? Lotus feet of Krishna. Why do we feel insecure? Why do you feel insecure? Why do you feel insecure when you have theoretically said the lotus feet of Krishna? That is our destination. So there shouldn't be any insecurity for a devotee. Insecurity means that we are not chanting properly. Our job is not good. We are making offenses to the holy name. Therefore we feel insecure. Some devotees are wondering, will I be able to make it back to Godhead this time or not? What is motivating a devotee to ask this question? What is making a devotee to ask this question? He's chanting offensive chanting. He's not chanting purely. Therefore, the fear comes in. But a devotee who is chanting nicely will not worry about destination, whether we'll be able to attend it or not. That is Krishna's business. That is not our business. Our business is what? What's our business? The chance. As the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given to us. While we are chanting the holy name, there are of 3 stages. First one is Nama Apara, offensive chanting. Second one is Namabhasa. Namabhasa means what? Abhasa. Abhasa. What is Abhasa? Abhas. Shadow, reflection. Reflection. It is not the real thing, but the sign that the real thing is there. It is a sign that it's the real thing. The Namabasa. It's glaring. You can see what the sun, although we have not seen the sun yet, but there is a sign that the sun is there. So while we are chanting, we are making progress. You come to this second stage. We are having some gleam that there's something there. There is something there. And the last one is Sudanam. Offenseless chanting. From Sudanam, then we go to Bhavanam. From Bhavanam, then we go to Premnam. It's three stages. Three stages. If one chant the exalted holy name of the Lord again and again, and yet the love for the Supreme Lord does not develop, and tears do not appear in his eyes, it is evident that because of his offenses in chanting, a seed of the holy name of Krishna does not sprout. So if the taste is not coming, if the taste is not coming, although we are chanting, but the taste is not coming as desired, what's the cause of that? Inattentive chanting, offensive chanting, means that we're making offenses. For one who is chanting nicely, the jaundice, Rupa Goswami used that word, jaundice. The jaundice, what is jaundice? What is jaundice? Yellow fever. Yellow fever. You will never taste anything sweet. Even sugar will be very bitter. Sugar is not bitter. Everybody knows that sugar is not bitter. So the holy name is not bitter. The holy name is tasty, sweet nectar. The sweet taste. Very juicy. But anyone who is not tasting that, the result, the cause is that we are making offenses. We're attending. Inattentiveness. We are not attentive. We are making offenses to the name. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura said, as we are chanting the holy name, we should try to work on ourselves. What does that mean? How do we work on ourselves? So Rupa Goswami said that we are chanting, we should do what? Bhaktivinoda Thakura. As we are chanting the holy name, we should to work on ourselves. What is the meaning? Work on ourselves. Chanting is to work.
Find out our weaknesses.
Find out our weaknesses.
Make effort.
Make some effort. Yes, make effort. So make effort. Yes?
Quality.
Improve the quality of the chanting. Yes? Working on ourselves means what?
We have to look where all our weaknesses and then rectify them.
Our weaknesses? We should check. What? How do we speak the whole day, the 24 hours? What comes out of our mouth? We should check it. We should check. What do we think the whole day? We should check. We should look at it. We should get a recorder and record our job. What do we chant? We should record it. Or what we think the whole day, record it and play it. Huh? What we think the whole day, what we talk the whole day, we should record it. And the next day we'll look at it and see how much Christian consciousness is there. In our thinking, in our speech. Work on ourselves. We should work on ourselves. Just like if you want to eat, you should wash your hands, isn't it? The food is healthy. The food is meant to give us health. But if you eat with dirty hands, will you get health? And will you blame the food? We are not eating healthy food in a hygienic environment, so the food will not nourish our body. Similarly, if we are chanting and not working on ourselves, trying to give up all the bad habits we have, if we maintain them and we are still enjoying all the bad habits we have, it's what? Not working on ourselves. And back to Dr. Kora said, we can go on like this chanting and it will go for many lifetimes. See, if we are in Christian consciousness, if you don't make advancement, you fall. Because there's no space for stagnation. You won't stagnate for some time, you come down. You don't remain stagnated for that. You come down. You don't go up. So we should make advancement. Advancement is very, very, very important. Just like if you are doing business, if you are engaged in a business, after the whole transaction of the business and all the goods in the shop is sold, but there's no money in your pocket, how will you feel? Huh? You have sold all the goods in the shop, no money. How will you feel? Jaho! Yes, I made it. You be happy? Huh? No. You be happy only if you have money to put on. So, for example, you are a businessman, a business lady, after doing your business, you got a contract, big money, you did everything, but you have no money. What will you do? What will you do?
Close the business.
What will you do? You are a businessman, you are a business lady. You have gotten a big contract and you executed it perfectly, but no money in your pocket. What will you do? Proper say, close the business.
Take quiz.
See what that is the process. Sit down and think what has gone wrong. You should check and see what has gone wrong. Don't close the business. You close the business, one guy is going to kill you. Where are you going to eat? Don't close the business. It's foolishness. Sit down and think what has gone wrong. I was not robbed. I did the business. I was paid, but what has gone wrong? You should sit down and check until you find out what is the cause. Then, when you get the answer, then you can learn from that mistake and start the business again. If you go and borrow money, it will finish also like the first one. Don't go and borrow money. Don't close it. But find the reason why you did not succeed. When you learn the lesson, then you can continue. As we are chanting Hare Krishna every day and following Krishna consciousness, we should check and see how we are doing. In every company, at the end of the year, what happens?
Take inventory.
Is it not done in every company? Hare Krishna devotees, do we do that? Hare Krishna devotees, do we do that?
No.
Not important. To be a floating devotee is not devotion. Floating. You understand floating?
No.
If you throw a ball in the water, where does it go? Just go like that. Just belong to Hare Krishna movement is not sufficient. We should belong to Hare Krishna movement scientifically. Check what we're doing how we are doing, and what we need to do to get to the destination. That is Christian consciousness. We are being active. The name is very powerful.
So Bishwana Chakrabarti, very powerful.
We have mentioned before, there's nothing which is compared to the name. Nothing is compared to the name. If you go to school, if you don't finish your school, do you have a certificate?
No.
If you transact any business, if you don't complete it, do you have money? If you do job here and you make a mistake, will you have any good result? If you chant Hare Krishna mantra, even if you make a mistake, but they're very sincere, begging for forgiveness, do something. You should not check the right thing. Even if in the beginning one chants the Hare Krishna mantra with offenses, one can become free from such offenses by that is confirmed in Padma Purana. Padma Purana said, the remedy for overcoming offensive chanting is what? Keep chanting. Chant more chanting. Don't just say, oh, the chanting is not working for me. Let me just, who told you the chanting is not working for you? The chanting works. So Haridas Thakura said, no matter how abominable the person may be, the holy name can purify us. No, there's no amount of abomination that a name cannot consume. The name has power to consume all that and bring out the perfection. So the Prabhupada told one devotee who has expressed his feeling, Prabhupada, I'm trying to chant the name, but Maya is disturbing me. Prabhupada said, keep chanting. Let the Maya continue to disturb you. We continue to chant. If you keep chanting, the Maya should continue. You should continue chanting. The name will overcome Maya, become victorious. So keep chanting. Keep chanting. It's a process to overcome all difficulties in chanting. Keep chanting. But chant like a child begging, crying for the mercy of the mother. So it is not a mechanical thing. So we chant sincerely from the heart, begging, this is my last chance. This is my last chance. Today is my last day. I may die now. But, so this is my last chance. That should be the mood. The mood for chanting. Chant as if today is the last chance. It's today we have, we don't have tomorrow. So take full advantage of the holy name. Make the name a priority in our life. Freeze from the reactions to sin. It won't change the holy name of the Lord, even in helplessness or without the desire to do so. All the reactions of his sinful life depart. Just as one the lion roars, all the small animals flee in fear. The name is very powerful. The name is powerful. How do you know the name is powerful? You see, when you are engaged in prajapa, the mind will not disturb you. Is it not? When you are engaged in prajapa, the mind will not disturb you. But when you chant, the mind will. Why? Why is that? Why is it that when you are engaged in nonsense thing, the mind is what you are very happy and will give you a chance to do it. But the moment you take me to chant, then the mind will fly to all directions. Why? Why? Maya?
Yeah. The mind is envious.
The mind is envious. But why? This is my question. Do you understand my question? Is it our experience? Do we experience that? When you are doing nonsense in the mind, the mind doesn't disturb. But as soon as you want to chant, hung up, the mind become wired. We experience that? So why? Why?
Because we are engaging in the higher process.
Engaging in the higher process, yes.
The Holy Name is having some effect on the mind?
The Holy Name is blasting the mind. Come on, get it, get it. Sit down, let's chant. The mind will react. Because the Holy Name is working. Please try to understand. The name is working. Because the name is working, the mind is reacting. If the name is not working, the mind will not react. It will support you. The mind will say, yeah, come on, then do it. The mind will give you what a funny, funny idea. But the mind never give you a funny idea while chanting. It will give you very hard idea. Oh no, I don't want to be part of this. So I will tell the mind, come on. I'm not under you, you're under me. So you have to hear the name. Let us chant. That determination is required when we are praying, begging for strength. We have that. We should beg, we should cry. Simply by chanting the name of Hari, a sinful man can contract the reactions of more sin than he is able to commit. It is only the Holy Name can do this. No, there is no other process that can do this. For one who takes shelter of the Governor's Lotus Feet, all of his sins are eradicated by chanting the Lord's Holy Name. He may be an abominable wretch, the biggest liar and cheat, arrogant and egoist, always given to sinful ways, and a grossly materialistic person attached to wife, children, and wealth. If one recognizes his offenses and remorsefully weeps and chant for Krishna's name, then very soon, due to his advancement in devotional surrender, his sins are expiated. He is elevated to become a pure Brahman. You know who said this? Prema Vibhata Prang. You know who said this? No. Prema Vibhata. Prema Vibhata. Prema. What is the meaning? Prema Vibhata. I'm asking a question, you don't like it? What is the meaning? Prema Vibhata. What is the meaning of that? Huh? What does it mean? Tell me, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing. Eh?
Joking and love. Joking and prema.
Yes, prema. Prema is the vibhata. What is the meaning?
Conversation.
She are trying. Yes. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. What is the meaning? Prema vibhata. Premivata means the love of Radha and Krishna, they dissolve, they melt. when they melt together, that is premivata. And it's a Jagadananda Pandit. This is from Jagadananda Pandit. So the name of Krishna is powerful. Okay, I go forward. This is from Sutta Goswami. The name frees one from desire due to illusion. The name has the power to free us from All material desire due to illusion. Material desire due to illusion. The name has the power to contract that. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. All illusions be destroyed. The name has the power to do that. The name of Krishna is so powerful that it brings upon the soul enlightenment. For just as a slight appearance of the sun dissipates the darkness of night, so a slight appearance of the holy name of Krishna can drive away all the darkness of ignorance that arises in the heart because of greatly sinful activities performed in previous lives. Who is speaking?
This is Haridas Thakura.
Haridas Thakura is glorifying the holy name before Gopal Chapa. That Brahmana who is just a smart Brahmana, he's not a devotee. And Haridas said, Brahman, what is Brahman really? Brahman realization is nothing. He became angry with Haridas and he challenged Haridas. So Haridas gave this explanation to a symbol of Brahmanas. And the Brahman became very offensive. Hey, don't look at me. Now I can see that the Shudra is treating Brahmanas in Kali Yuga. He's calling Haridas, not Acharya, the Shudra. And what happened to him? All his standing nose, leprosy, cleaning off. All his beautiful lotus fingers were melted. So he calls Haridas, and everything he said to Haridas fell back on him. This is Haridas Chakra speaking. The glories of the holy name. It brings enlightenment. The holy name can purify the soul, can purify anyone can be purified by taking shelter of the holy name. Provided you chant the holy name with humble heart, without him, the name can do wonders. The name has the power to bestow liberation upon those who chant very nicely. Because of even the faintest rays of the fulgence, this is a continuation from the previous verse, Haridas is still speaking. Because of even the faintest rays of the fulgence of the Lord's holy name, one can attain liberation. So is liberation, what are you talking about liberation? It is useless. The boy is not experienced. So he's thinking, how can this Haridas talk about liberation? He practiced heavy austerity, studied the Vedas extensively to attain liberation. And Haridas Chakura says, this is useless. Just chant the holy name, even Namabas, give liberation. You don't need to take all this trouble. The Brahmana couldn't understand that. So he had to. But Haridas Chakura proved it to the whole world that the holy name, so it's powerful. This is just Namabas he's talking about. Example is Jamila. Jamila, Haridas Thakura, and Gopal Chakra Bhakti. The holy name gives liberation. Not only liberation, that is not the goal of liberation. The goal of chanting the holy name is what? What is the goal? Yes, pure love for Krishna. Pure love for Krishna. The holy name of Krishna bestows what? Ecstatic love for God. By chanting the holy name, without doing anything else, chanting the holy name alone is sufficient to give us the desired result, pure love of God. At the time, what we're doing. The holy name of Krishna is so attractive that anyone who chants it becomes imbued with love of Krishna. This is the effect of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. All right. Next. What is the next one? Are you with her? Next page. It's finished. What is her page? Okay. Any questions?
The holy name is more powerful than Krishna.
And then we mentioned that the holy name is more powerful than Krishna. How is that? It's not contradiction. It is not contradiction. Yes. The name and Krishna is the same. The same. But have you ever seen two things which is equal? Huh? Have you ever seen two things which is equal? See, are they equal? Huh? Can you see two things which are equal? Once you have two things, there will be little difference. There will be some quality there to make the difference. The holy name of Krishna, the name of Krishna is the same because the name is Krishna's name. It's Krishna's name. Krishna's name is Krishna's name. But the name is more merciful. The name is more merciful. More merciful than Krishna. We'll give you an example. Deity worship and chanting the holy name. All of us sitting here, we chant the Krishna mantra. But not all of us here attend to the deities. So Krishna and the name. The name is more merciful, very kind, not available. The rules are not much. Because of the mercy, give chance for more people to come. For Krishna, you need some purification. To attend to Krishna, you need to do some of the purifications to get there. But the holy name, no purification. That is the difference. That is more merciful. In Treta Yuga, Hanuman told Ramachandra that his name is more powerful than him. Ramachandra said, what do you mean? With my bow, I can close down the whole universe and I can create. What do you mean by that? Hanuman said, I'm telling you the truth. Your name powerful than you. Ramachandra said, I will just show you. And I said, and Hanuman said, yeah, it's okay. So Hanuman sat down, ran, ran, ran. Ramachandra took his mighty bow and aimed it, and Hanuman, he drew it to the air, but he remained there. He didn't go. The Lord tried, didn't go. He tried, but didn't go. So Hanuman said, I told you. Their name is more powerful than me. So the Lord knows that, yes, it is true. His name is powerful. very, very powerful. That is why the name is more available. I will change the name, you see the facts. To do perfect deity worship, you need to change the name. To cook nicely, you need to change the name. To serve Christians very nicely, you need to change the name. Go to kitchen to cook without chanting, that is not offerable to Krishna. If you want to do something which is offerable, chanting the name first, the qualification. All pujas are not complete without chanting.
True or not?
No puja is complete without chanting. No jaja, there's no puja. Only when the name is there, then everything becomes complete. So similarly, if you change the name, then you're gonna get Krishna easily by chanting Krishna's name. Not by worshipping Krishna enough. By worshipping Krishna, you don't get him. If you change Krishna's name, you'll get him very easily. Why? Because the name is Srimati Radharani. Is it clear?
Yes, sir.
In previously you said about we should deceive the mind. So I have a question in regards to that. The mind resides within the doormat of our thoughts. And so basically everything that we think, everything that we, whatever thought process that goes on within us, the mind bears witness to it. So how can we deceive the mind in this context? Like, we want a chance, so how can we deceive the mind in this context?
The mind is the workshop for all the other senses. So everything we do, the mind knows it. So how can we deceive the mind? How can we neglect the mind? How can we tell the mind that it's not sustainable, I'm going to change, it's only one name? How can we do that? Yes, the mind is very, very powerful. Intelligence is supposed to control the mind, but the mind is so powerful that the mind controls intelligence and influences intelligence to do what the mind wants. So how can we trick the mind? Yes. The mind is so powerful, but not more powerful than the master or the mind or the senses. Not more powerful. It's under something, someone. It's under the Holy Name. So we have to trick the mind by telling the mind. Because the mind accepts what the senses feed to. What the senses feed to the mind accepts. When the eye sees something and tries to send it to the mind. So the mind also depends on the senses. So we have to take that way to trick the mind. Because the mind depends on the senses. We trick the mind. I'm not going to have chances, you know, it's only one name, so let us do it together. In this way, we just continue to chant. Even if the mind freaks out, you say one name? Yeah, it's one name. No, it's one name. Just continue. But the point is that we should not give attention to the mind. Don't give attention to the mind. Give attention to the name. Try to hear the name. Don't give attention to the mind. The mind will do restless activities. That is the nature. We should not worry about that. Don't worry about that. Forget it and change the name. We can do this nicely. when we know who is the Holy Name, we are thinking about the name. We want to have connection. The mind goes to the thing that is attracting attention. So if we are attracted to the name and that is our priority, but thinking about that time, the mind will not disturb us. Also, for us to become successful in this, we should be very careful with what we see, what we talk, what we eat, the offenses, to try to look at these things. If we want to really trick the mind, we should watch our words, watch our activities, we watch what we see, and also watch our offenses which we make. If we are careful with these things, we can have the strength with the prayer and begging. Devotees should be prayerful. We are not prayerful. Devotees doesn't pray. It's a big mistake. We should learn how to pray. Every day we should pray. See what our church is praying.
What is prayer from Haidas?
Prayer from Haidas.
Powerful all our child is praying. Haridas
praying. We already mentioned the prayer from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We should learn how to pray. We should beg. Which one is different? Is it not? Not is different. All right, another question from the one. We have 10 minutes. Yes?
I just want to say something. Some years ago, I was giving class in Mayapur, and one Mataji, she commented, she said that Srila Prabhupada has given us this holy name, and the devotees they are changing the spelling. Like she was saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Gaurango. Then that Mataji, she was a senior Mataji. She said that. Are we the Gaudiya Mats? So my question is there a correct, like the most appropriate spelling for the holy name, or the proper pronunciation for the holy name?
Yes.
Thank you.
Let's go back. Maybe we see Krishna in it. And this is your property. So if you look at your book, see Krishna is there. The word Krishna is written there, and there is a dot under K, S, R, S, and N. Right? It is pronounced Sri Krishna. Krishna. Not Krishna. Ramo. That is Bengali pronunciation. Although Prabhupada is Bengali, but he doesn't pronounce like that. It's their tongue. The pronunciation is Krishna. You hear Prabhupada use the word, you pronounce Krishna. Not Krishna. Ramu. Ramu, Ramu, Hare, Hare.
In Sanskrit, you change one word, even pronunciation, wrongly, it will produce a different result. When Vishwarupa, Vishwarupa's father, when Indra killed Vishwarupa, his father wanted to create a demon to kill Indra. Instead of pronouncing it long, he pronounced the word short. The demon came against him instead of Indra. So it's very, very meaningful. Everything is very meaningful. Everything is meaningful. You should pronounce it very clearly. Krishna. If you pronounce Rama, it's not Ramachandra. Ramachandra doesn't have A, it's not pronounced. Rama. If you say Rama, it's a woman, it's not a man, it's not Ramachandra. And then if you say Ramo, you're talking about a different person, not Ramachandra. It's a different person completely. Anything else? Yes, sir.
When you said that in the morning, our japa time, we shouldn't be doing chanting only. But sometimes devotees discuss spiritual topics while chanting time among themselves. So is it the same thing or avoid?
During japa time, sometimes devotees are discussing scripture during japa. Is it correct? How do you call it? Japa time or Bhagavatam time?
Japa
time. So is this for what? For japa. Srila Prabhupada didn't make mistake when he gave us 6:30, 7:30. For japa. And 8 o'clock was Simran Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada even put 8 to 9 japa. He put that for Bhagavatam class. So why we want to change it? Japa time is we do japa. It is not a meeting time. It's not a meeting. It's not the time to plan the activities we're going to do for the day. It's not the time for discussion. It's for japa. Let us concentrate and do it. And Prabhupada had already designed everything perfectly and he gave it to us like that. Our duty is to just follow it. We'll succeed. Otherwise, we should own our own society and design it differently. We can have our japa time by 8 o'clock. But it's a proper movement. Let us follow it as it is. Japa time, sit down or stand, do japa. Just japa. Concentrate. Just be conscious of the name. I beg the name, this opportunity for me to get myself free from all the material existence, get back to the root, to the essence. A pure devotee, we give him Krishna, pure devotional service. We should focus on that. We will succeed. When it is Bhagavatam, I should hear Bhagavatam. So sit down and hear. We'll be happy and satisfied because progress will come. If you mix up things, you will not be happy. You won't get the desired result. But the purpose of designing this, he didn't call for our meeting to see whether it is good or not good. But he knows the importance of everything. So he designed it nicely. Let us follow it. It is our own good. Right? Yes.
Chanting with the devotees at the temple, together with the temple, or having Prabhupada's state of chanting,
chanting with devotees, having sacrificed chapter to the temple room. So Srila Prabhupada would like us to hear his chanting, but would like us to hear our chanting. Srila Prabhupada, would he like us to hear his japa, or the Prabhupada would like us to hear our japa? Huh? Yes, he gave us beads to chant. What? He wanted to chant the name, so we should hear what we are chanting. Otherwise, he wouldn't have given us din. So you can just play his tape and add it all. So. But yeah, just play the japa tape, probably really chanting, pure devotee. So it's perfect. But he didn't do that. He gave us beat.
Chance is still out.
So he's telling us to hear what we are chanting ourselves. So hear that. Who can play it as a background to support us? Have his feeling what we are chanting, but the primary thing is that we should hear our chanting. That will help us. Yes.
What is best, to chant inside the temple or doing parikrama of the temple and chanting in the same time?
If you are sitting down in the temple room and feeling sleepy, then you should stand up and go around. You can take my blood, be active, and it's better to hear what we're chanting, moving around to sit down and sleep. But if it is a fashion that we like to be independent and don't do that whimsically, that's a different thing. But we're feeling sleepy sitting down, and we stand up to do parikrama so you can concentrate and chant. That is okay. It's fine. Yes, sir.
Sometimes when we are chanting in a place, temple or someplace. There are a group of devotees that they are completely oblivious that other devotees are chanting and thanks or giving service or over talk or move the table. And this sometimes disturbs the devotees who are chanting.
Yes.
What is the consequence for these devotees who are chanting? Like if they get disturbed, and they're not concentrating on their own
japa,
and what are the consequences for devotees
creating distraction? It's very, very serious. All the anxiety devotees who are chanting nicely get goes to that person. So he's not going to have a good life. That's the result of being good cigar. Lord Shiva described four classes of hearers, four auspicious and four inauspicious hearers of Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam has qualities to hear, both for speaking and for hearing. So for hearers, those who sit to hear Bhagavatam, they are four auspicious and four inauspicious. One of the inauspicious hearers is what we're discussing now, distraction, those who are distracting others from hearing. Lord Shiva said, such people are called wolf. The four inauspicious hearers are one: camel, wolf, Burunda bird, and hello? No. Camel, wolf, bull, and Burunda bear. They are four. They are inauspicious hearers. Wolf. Wolf, they cause distraction by making noise. Telephone ringing in the temple room, bring japa, bring Bhagavatam. They are wolf. If your phone ringing in the Bhagavatam class, means you are wolf.
distracting the attention of Bhagavatam Yeri. This is inauspicious. Camel, wolf, bull, and Burunda bird. Burunda bird. Burunda, the four. Inauspicious. The four auspicious are Chataka bird, Hamsa, fish, and swan. There are four auspicious hearers. And all has qualities. All of them have different qualities. And then Adaya, there are many other qualities, there are many other sources also, many other grades of inauspicious hearer, but causing distraction or sparking the car, doing forgotten name, destroying it, disturbing the attention of people hearing. They're the same wolf. Anyone who causes noise, make a noise to distract the attention of hearing. Either it's Japa time or Baba time is wolf. It's very, very bad. All anxiety of devotees who are chanting nicely get goes to that wolf. A devotee sending you anxiety, is that a wonderful thing? In trouble. So devotees, be careful that we are attentive, we are mindful, we are very mindful in everything we do, not to cause distraction. Even by our body, it's not create distraction for any devotee. We come together to support each other to chant, so we can be faster in our progress. Because those who are higher than us, if we chant with them, we get their blessing, but not to come and cause distraction. It is an etiquette. When one is with the superior, you don't make noise. You don't make noise. You don't cause distraction. No noise. Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he is sitting with his father, Krishna is a gentle, perfect boy. Perfect, gentle boy. He's very silent. He never speaks. Sitting. No noise. He knows. His rascality is when he has gone to the forest. Then he will do his activity is there. So one day when I saw that, I said, Krishna, I will follow you to the forest today. Krishna became sad. I will follow you to the forest. Krishna, he didn't say anything. Etiquette, respecting his mother, and respecting his senior brother. Krishna didn't say anything to God. He was sad. And therefore, he got a voice. So when I saw that, I said, why are you worried? Are you disturbed what happened to the house? Today, I will go with you. Rohini will be at home. And tomorrow, Rohini will go with you. I will be at home. So in this way, everything will be nice. So I will feed you in the forest while you're playing. Krishna was sad. Then Balaram said, Mother, this thing, don't follow us to the forest. Because if you come there, don't do this, don't do this, this is too dangerous, animal is here, don't do this. How will we enjoy ourselves? Don't come with us. If you want to come, then you become a small girl. So you don't control us. Let me tell you, we see, as you see us, we are not going to the forest to tend to the cows. That is the secondary thing. The cows, they take care of themselves when they go to the forest. We go to the forest to enjoy ourselves. So if you come there, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Come, stay at home. So Remember the key.